This is the Democratic Voice of Burma. Welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe. In this week's headlines, Myanmar refugees in Thailand return home as fighting in Karen State subsides. Regime airstrike kills one in Miawadi. ASEAN appeals for calm in Myanmar. Free Burma Rangers provide assistance to those evading military conscription. The remaining 658 refugees who found temporary shelter in Maesot, Thailand, during fighting in Karen State from April 11th to the 19th, returned to Miawadi on Wednesday. Fighting between the military and the Karen National Union, along with its allied resistance forces, has subsided.
Some of them, when they went back, went only to as far as the river the other side. So they went from being refugees to IDPs. On the side of the river, there's about 2,000 people living in makeshift shelters, bits of bamboo and the usual tarpaulins.
That was Paul Greeny, a humanitarian working along the Thai-Myanmar border. The military retook control of its outpost in Miawadi Township on Tuesday. It was seized by the KNU on April 11th. Refugees from Miawadi returned to Myanmar via the Moe River and the number one Thai-Myanmar friendship bridge. Thailand said it would accept up to 100,000 refugees from Myanmar fleeing the fighting in Miawadi. It set up temporary sites to shelter them in Tak province. Thai Army Chief Prasan Sangsirirak said that over 3,000 refugees began to return after fighting stopped earlier this week.
In the past 3 years, people came, you stay in this certain place and don't get proper humanitarian assistance. And then people were pushed back whenever the security unit on the border see that it's fine, they have to go back. What they said now, they accept 100,000 people just to stay temporarily again and then push them back again. Doesn't change anything.
That was Pim Ketsawong, an independent observer and the former director of the Thai non-governmental organization Friends Without Borders. One civilian was killed and a child was injured by regime airstrikes carried out in Miawadi last weekend. The first Thai-Myanmar friendship bridge was closed on Sunday. Thailand's Air Force was on alert.
I think the Thais are legitimately very concerned that errant artillery shells will land on their side of the border, that Myanmar military jets will violate Thai airspace or drop bombs in Thailand. The Moy River is a very narrow border, and when you're flying around at 500 miles an hour, it's easy to cross over.
That was Zach Abuza, a specialist in security and politics in Southeast Asia and a professor at the National War College in Washington, D.C. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations released a statement expressing concern about escalating violence in Myanmar on April 18th. It called for inclusive dialogue among all parties of the conflict in both Karen and Arakan states.
Nobody else in Southeast Asia has the same problems as Thailand because we do have 2,400 kilometers of shared border with Myanmar, right? So Malaysia doesn't really have this, Singapore doesn't have that, Indonesia, forget about it. So whatever happens in Myanmar, it's Thailand's problems.
That was Lalita Hanwang, an advisor to the Thai Parliament's National Security, Border Affairs, Strategies and Reforms Committee. Thailand began its pilot humanitarian aid delivery into Karen State last month in coordination with the ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance on Disaster Management. David Eubank, the founder and director of Free Burma Rangers, told DVB that FBR has provided assistance to men and women evading military conscription. The conscription law was activated by the regime on February 10th. Over 5,000 new conscripts have already received military training in Myanmar.
We are just trying to help people get to areas where they couldn't get conscripted. That's mostly in the eastern parts of Karen State, at least in the areas we're in, and trying to provide some way for them to survive with family members or whoever they could find.
That was David Eubank, the founder and director of Free Burma Rangers. FBR provides emergency health care and humanitarian assistance to IDPs sheltering in areas under the control of resistance forces. Eubank added that FBR will host training for new Ranger candidates in the coming months. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.